Drive with Julian Clover.
Getting you home.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Comedian Mark Thomas is back on the road. Showtime from the Frontline is at the Cambridge Junction on Saturday week. That's April the 7th, and it tells the story of how he attempted to set up a comedy club on Palestine's West Bank. And Mark is on the line now, he said optimistically. Good evening, Mark.
Good afternoon. How are you? Well, good evening. How are you?
Yeah, I always get stuck at... I'm good, thank you. I always get stuck at this time of year. It's sort of trying to be dark. It's not quiet. Is it afternoon? Is it evening? You're never really sure.
Let's go for afternoon.
Let's go for afternoon. It's afternoon. Good afternoon. So tell me about this, Showtime from the Frontline. And in particular, you went into Palestine and decided it was a good idea to set up a local comedy club on the... on the West Bank. What possessed you to want to do that?
Well, it's really exciting. That's what possessed me to do it. It's really thrilling to do. I went to this place. It's in the north of the West Bank called Jenin. And the city there has a theatre and a refugee camp. And I went there in 2009 when I did a project where I walked the length of the Israeli wall in the West Bank and just talked to as many people as I could. And I wrote a book and did a show about it. And when I was doing that, I saw this theatre, this amazing theatre, in a refugee camp. And the guy who ran it was half Israeli, half Palestinian, and his name was Juliana Mechemis. And he was completely enthralled with the idea that you would have critical performers. And he ran this theatre course for people in the camp, and he was just an amazing force.
To describe the camp to me a little bit. Was, you know, is this like a tented area, or is there something prefabricated buildings?
This is the thing about what's brilliant about it is it challenges everyone's idea about a refugee camp and what it is. Now, a refugee camp in Jenin, because they're different wherever you go, but actually in Jenin, there's 17,000 people in about a kilometre. And it is really, really packed in. There's very little terms of kind of like formal infrastructure. So the buildings will be put up very, very quickly for people to live in. And these were people who fled mainly in 1948 from Haifa. And that's where they settled in. And this is the camp still there. And the camp is... really, it's got its own entity and energy there. It is the place where trouble starts, actually. It is an amazing place. What's really thrilling about it is because you have a theatre in the middle of a refugee camp, what it does is it speaks volumes about what people want to be, what people want to aspire to.
Yeah.
It actually speaks volumes about who we are as human beings, that we want to create things, that we don't want to just live in the circumstances we were born into. And actually, that's an amazing and beautiful, wonderful thing. And for those there are people there who are going, actually, a theatre would be a good thing for the camp.
Now, and I suppose if you've got 17,000 people, you know, you're getting into quite a sizable community there, which in any place would be able to support, well, many other things, but one of them obviously a theatre in this instance.
But this is the amazing thing about it, is like what we did was we went over there in 2009, and when I was walking the wall, the guy who ran the place, he was great. He just said, come and stay here. He said, don't bother getting hotels or staying in barns, because we ended up in barns or sleeping in garages and what have you. And he just said, get over and stay with us. We've got a visiting flat. So each day we would leave these drama students in the middle of a refugee camp, go and do this walk, then come back and meet up with the drama students. And it was a really amazing time. And I always wanted to be involved, and I've always wanted to kind of work with them. And over the years, we've kind of developed a relationship. It took 3 years to develop this particular project. And I worked with a woman called Sam Beale, who's a doctor of comedy at Middlesex Uni. She teaches the stand-up course. So we devised a stand-up course, and we went and taught it for 3.5 weeks, and we put on a comedy night in a refugee camp at the end of it. And what we've done is we've brought two of the people from that night to the UK, and between us, we've devised a show. I like to say that we've snuck a play on stage, and what we've done is we've done this show about, which is the story of this of what we did and how we tried to do it, and problems we encounter.
And because comedy, I guess, is often about experiences, which, by their very nature, can vary from country to country, particularly if you're in an area like Palestine. And was there sort of a certain essence of, if you like, learning the joke? Like, I think the Swedish have a gag about the Norwegians. Basically, the running gag is they always, you know, think they're more important than they actually are. And different countries have this sort of different attitude than everybody else. And I was wondering if there's anything specifically different like that from Palestine.
Well, no, there's all sorts of things. You have regional stereotypes within Palestine. You know, people in Jenin regard people in Hebron as stupid. then there are people in a local village who they regard as really tough. You know, everyone from this village is really tough. There's another village where everyone's works is very rich. Do you know what I mean? There's all sorts of little... So the little things that exist that are regional that happen in all of us, and it happens, you know, there'll be places in Cambridge that you look to and go, oh, that area's like this, and this area's like that.
Yes, I have to be careful in case I have to visit those areas, but I know what you mean.
But, you know, so the point being is those things exist anyway. What's different is the there are forces and, if you like, it's under a military occupation. So that's obviously different, that they can't go anywhere without going through checkpoints and going, you know, and obviously the young men involved, they're very, very few of them get permission to go through the checkpoint into Israel. So they live in the camp, which is under constant incursion by the Israeli army, which is, you know, obviously quite a dangerous thing. So those experiences are very different. Then you've got a religious conservatism. Then you've got a societal conservatism and expectations of what people should be like. And we always, when we went in there, we said, right, two things have to happen. One, there have to be women on the course. And two, there has to be teachers, so that when we leave, actually the whole thing stays in one place. You know, all the lessons, all the techniques that we've taught stay in one place. And our job isn't to tell people what to say. We don't do that. We just say, here's how you do
it. So picking up their stories and their experiences and turning that into the performance, the act, or however they decide to go about it.
Yeah, and so some people, one young woman was obsessed with Korean pop music, so it's part of her routine is about K-pop. Another young woman was absolutely very critical of the hijab. Another young woman, she used to do these impersonations of sort of local people around the camp. So the humour is very different all the time.
Are there areas though which are out of bounds? You know, for example, you mentioned the young joking about the hijab, which. A very sensitive area. Israel, would somebody make fun of the guards and their masters around them?
Occupation.
Yeah,
of course they do. They do that all the time. But there are, we had to negotiate a kind of a slalom, if you like, of we had to just negotiate things, and it was interesting. Trying to weave our way through the social mores. And that's what the show really is. And I'm so proud of the guys for doing this, because the guys who came over, we got Faisal Abahaja and Alara Shahada, who are two young men. And what we've said is, we will not tell you what... So we've created a show which put them at the heart. We're not going to tell them what to say. So we've put their show at the heart of it. We've made them at the heart of it. And I'm desperately proud, because, you know, when was the last time that you saw... You know, a Palestinian refugee getting up and doing a stand-up about that. And we're really proud of the original authenticity of the voices that are coming through.
Now, at the Junction on Saturday week, April the 7th, they're presumably already underway with the tour, though. How are the audiences reacting to it?
It's very funny. They're really shocked.
People
come up afterwards. The most common comment is, we didn't expect it to be uplifting, which is great.
Didn't expect a comedy show and didn't expect to laugh.
it's because they see Palestine and think, oh, it's going to be dour. It's going to be awful. Dreadful things are going to happen. And you know, we don't shy away from some of those dreadful things, but actually, this is a kind of punk rock version of Fame set in Palestine.